Hello and welcome to another bite-sized edition of Sweet Disposition.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, you see what I did there? Because we are looking at the new Cadbury's Twirl Bites. Give the mini twirls a whirl.
Says
the tagline.
And thus the 2012 Olympics.
I know, everything Cadbury's do for the next 2 years, we're going to be plagued by some Olympics-based thing. And it's like chocolate isn't very Olympic-y.
We still haven't done those big race bars for the Olympics.
No, but they just look like a big Tunnock's wafer, and I was never a fan of Tunnock's wafer. Anyway, so here we are with the Cadbury's going down the same route as Nestle have and just taking existing shit and making it bite-sized, like the weird Kit Kat bite things. And
I think this will just be a bunch of Cadbury's chocolate.
I mean, I like a twirl.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a non-messy flake because they've covered it with like a nice... containing outer chocolate layer. So I don't expect the world to change under my feet with these, but I expect them to be very Moorish and very twirly-like. So shall I crack them open?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, this is part of a wider thing by Cadbury, isn't it? To make these purple bags, and it's all the same packaging, really.
Yeah.
And they've done, what, the caramel nibbles and... giant button, do you think? Is that
probably,
what started
yeah.
Oh,
this?
They are a lot smaller than I thought they would be.
Oh.
Oh, they're like tiny. They're about the size of a Rolo.
So someone's just like sliced up a twirl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it looks know. Like...
They're
looks
a
like
lot messier than they...
Bits of a stick.
They're knobbly.
They look really neat on the package on the front, and they're a lot messier in real life.
Yeah, it's weird. Okay, let's have a go.
It's Cadbury's chocolate.
It's great.
Tastes like a twirl.
Mm. Yeah, it's good because it, as I said, it, even more so than the big twirls, that when you bite them open, you kind of get the crumbliness from the inside because this goes in your mouth in one go. Mm.
It's like, oh. Mm.
In fact, this is going to be incredibly dangerous for eating a huge amount of chocolate in a very small amount of time.
I know, because I like what they've done, actually, because what they've suggested is that it's bite-sized, so you have less. They've even given you one of them stickers on the back, thinking, foolishly, that you're going to reseal it halfway through the pack.
Two stuck together.
Oh, we'll have to all eat two together.
Mm. See, what they've done now is they've just basically enabled you to eat the equivalent of three twirls in one sitting.
Yeah.
Without feeling bad about it.
Well, it's 220 calories per one quarter bag, so it's actually just four twirls topped up.
Mm.
Well, there's three of us here, so it's worthwhile us eating them.
Mm. So according to the side, they're wonderfully whirly and scrumptiously swirly. These mini milk chocolate marvels will leave your tongue in a twirl.
I'm not sure about that.
It's just chocolate.
It's a bit hyperbole, isn't it?
Hyperbole! Yes.
Isn't it about hyperbole?
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, they're fine, but not...
There's these new sections in the supermarkets where it's like all these bags of, yeah, as you said, the nibbles and stuff. Would you pick these over nibbles?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, it depends on what you want, because this is like uber chocolate, whereas...
You see, I prefer the pure chocolate than a caramel.
But then why not just get a big bar of Dairy Milk then?
Because there's something about the, like...
The texture
of the middle bits that give it more surface area, which means it kind of melts on your tongue as it touches it.
You know, that's the air in the chocolate.
It's not the air, it's the surface area of the chocolate.
It's the air.
Not the air.
It's the air.
It's not the air.
It really is.
What if they chopped up Aeros and did this?
I don't like Aeros because of the air.
But this has the same amount
of air.
It's
not the same. It's not the same. CSI will tell you that there's a significant difference between the interior of an Aero and the interior of a twirl.
Okay, well, we'll leave that fight for another day.
Ratings.
I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10. It doesn't get a 10 because it's not really very inventive, but in terms of enjoyability, up there.
Yeah, I'd agree. 9 out of 10.
Mm. I will give it a yum. Yum is Arabian for 9 out of 10, so I agree with you.
Good job.